Chapter 1. Four Casts of the Nets. There was once an old fisherman. He was so poor that he could hardly earn enough to support himself, his wife, and their three children. Every day before sunrise, he went to fish. He made it a rule not to cast his nets more than four times a day. One moonlit morning, he arrived at the seashore and removed his outer clothes. He cast his nets in as usual. As he drew his nets toward the shore, he found them very heavy. Thinking he had a good catch of fish, he was delighted. However, a moment later he saw that instead of fish, his nets contained the body of a dead animal, which had made holes in his nets. After he had fixed his nets, he threw them in a second time. Once again, they felt very heavy as he drew them in. He again thought he had taken in a lot of fish. However, he found nothing except a basket full of small stones and mud.
"Oh, fortune!" he cried gravely. "Do not be angry with me, or trouble a poor man who prays you spare him. I came here to seek my living, yet you declare a sentence of death against me. I have no other skill but fishing to exist on. Even with all my efforts, I can only just provide for my family. Am I to be blamed for complaining to you? Yet it seems you take pleasure in abusing honest people and helping those who seem to have no moral standards at all."
Having said this, he threw away the basket. He washed the mud from his nets. Then he cast them a third time. This time, he brought up nothing but stones, shells, and mud. No words could express his disappointment. As the day began to appear, he said his prayers like a good Muslim man. At the end of his prayers, he added,
"Lord, you know I only cast my nets four times a day. I have already drawn them in three times without reward. I am only to cast them once more. I pray you to make the sea good to me, as you did to Moses."
The fisherman cast his nets the fourth time. When he thought it was proper, he drew them in as formerly, with great difficulty. Instead of fish, he found nothing in them but a vessel made of yellow copper. From its weight, it seemed not to be empty. It was locked and closed with a lead seal upon it. This turn of fortune made him happy.
"I will sell this to the founder. With the money, I can buy some corn," he said.
He examined the vessel on all sides. He shook it, but heard nothing. The seal upon its cover made him think it held something valuable. He took a knife and opened it. He turned the mouth upside down, but nothing came out. He placed it before him. While he sat staring at it, a burst of thick smoke came out, causing him to move two or three steps back. The smoke rose to the clouds and extended itself along the seashore. It formed a great cloud, filling the fisherman with astonishment. When the smoke was completely out of the vessel, it combined together and became a solid body. It formed an enormous genie, twice as tall as the greatest of giants. At the sight of such a monster, the fisherman would have gladly run away. Yet he was so frightened that he could not move.